Carter house. So this is their parcel. This is the street to enter, and I've got a star on their canopy. So again, that's the canopy, the property line. So, you know, I didn't know if they kept canopies 10 feet away from property lines or 20, but I've got a few examples of them in Taney County and the cities that we'll show you. And here's just another view of that exact kind of canopy. So then Senex, which is on 248 by Carson's Court, has a canopy. Now, this is along a state highway. I got the star on the canopy again. So this is looking back to the north on 248. And then Amber snuck around to the other side and took a picture looking back to the south. So then she found this one. It's expressed by the Titanic. This is the Titanic Museum right here. So now we're on 76 Boulevard. Again, you can see here's the property line. And these will float a little bit. This one actually looks like it floats over it. But here's a picture of that canopy. Branson Tickets. This is going up the hill. It's next to the fire station. Just past this, on the upper part of this, is the Branson Fire Department. And you can see it in the background. There's a fire department and the water tower. There's another picture of that one. Then right here in Forsyth, Owen's Old Station. That's at the corner of Coy and 160. Oh, that one looks to be a couple of feet away. And this is a pretty wide right-of-way. But again, we're on U.S. Highway 160. And that photo of their canopy. So I guess it's not uncommon, and I didn't know whether it was, you know, again, I just thought we'd get some examples to show you what it would look like. And that, I would let Todd take over and do his thing.
Good evening, board members. I'm Todd Chandler with Great River Engineering out of the Branson office. So this is a little bit of a unique scenario, obviously, with putting a convenience store right on the corner there. But as Scott has demonstrated, that's basically all over the county. There's examples of similar requests or similar issues where the canopy structure has gotten into the setback requirements as well. So, you know, one thing on that as well to look at is really the location of the canopy is not ever overhanging like the right-of-way line. It's, I think the closest it gets is about 2 feet to the edge of the right-of-way line. The actual gas pump itself, the structure that holds up the canopy, is, like Scott mentioned, it's about 15 feet away. So with that, I can answer any questions. We also have a representative here, Gene, that you know, as far as looking at the canopy, we're trying to get the most out of that property that we can, because we can't really move that canopy closer to the building based on industry practice. You don't want to get the canopy too close. I think there are safety reasons involved with that. So if you have any questions, I can have Gene respond to that as well.
Just out of curiosity, so where does the water go when it rains? Is it directed back towards the poles and then down, or is it run off the top, off the edges?
Yes, it they'll be.
Yeah, Gene, you just come on.
You can answer it here in a little bit. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. But he'll be the best person to respond on that.
Perfect. Okay. Sounds good. You guys have any questions?
Well, I didn't see it here. What's the clear height of the canopy?
That will be another question. Yeah, that's a little outside of my design expertise. So I'm sure, Gene, you've got that answer.
Just saying, we'll let Todd finish, and then we'll let you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Not for him.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
Yep.
My name is Gene Dedman. I'm with Mid-South Steel Products. We're the company's contracted to sell the canopy and the fuel equipment, tanks, POS inside, the fuel pumps, lines, all that. Do you want me to answer what question's already been brought up? Okay. First of all, I want to point out that the clearance is 16 foot on that canopy. Some of the canopies you was showing without measuring, normally used to, the industry practice was 14-foot, and a lot of them look like 14-foot. The come-and-go might have been a 15-foot. This is actually a 16-foot because we're wanting the line of sight for one to get up and to where you see he's building better. The second question you had was on the drains. The drains go back to the poles inside the pole, and then we decide at that point whether we're going to drain them above ground there or take them underground if we can get them away from there.
Okay, perfect.
Distance on this one is tight anyway because everybody can see it's a small lot. We like to have the, if you notice, the 45-foot from the end of the parking, we like to have somewhere about 50 to 55 there, the end of the parking. Right there. We like to stretch that out a little bit for safety reasons, for one, turning radius for another. You get a lot of kids and traffic going in and out of the building. You get a truck and a trailer or a car that's driving fast. You like to have a little more, open that up and spread people out. That's what we're trying to do there. Any other questions?
Guys, any questions?
What if you had two pumps shorter than what you've got there? And that would probably alleviate all our problems.
I mean, that alleviate the problem. It kind of goes back to what they're trying to build. With four pumps, a station with four pumps doesn't sell in the future as good as a station with six pumps. The six pumps makes it look a little more, makes it look big, makes it look like you're trying to build for the future. But that's kind of a question for Brandon and the builders on that. But it was designed as six. The equipment's already been ordered for six, sitting at my shop already.
Without a permit.
You got lead times anymore that are extremely long, so we gotta be buying ahead.
Does there any questions? All right. Thank you. All right, does anybody else like to speak?
You want me to sign in address?
You can go, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Did you already sign it?
He didn't.
Well, I'll sign in and then I'll swear you in. I saw you debating on whether to sign in or not.
I thought he held his hand up.
I thought he did too. There, he was on the fence. Swear to tell the truth the best of your ability?
I do.
All right.
Brandon Williams, the contractor and the owner, half owner of the project. A lot of the reasons, so we do site studies as well as Shell and the other companies that, you know, the different fueling companies. They show that area would require six pumps to be able to handle the demand for what the perceived amount of sales is going to be. So it's less about what we want and what we think, is more Shell, those guys. Again, the way it works is you have fuel suppliers, and then those suppliers sell all the different fuels. And then all those different fuels, then we kind of work together to figure out what's going to give you the best option for those locations. So anyways, that's kind of where that number came from for the six and not the four. If we had four there, that would, my understanding is that could cause more issues simply because traffic, people backing up, not having pumps to pull into, and that would cause more of an issue coming out into the roadways as opposed to be able to have people where they need to be and getting fuel. So is that, that answers that question?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good answer, but yeah, it's an answer.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Brandon?
I'm assuming the rest of these setbacks are going to conform.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Is there anybody else that'd like to speak on behalf of this project? Anybody that'd like to speak against this project? Okay. And then we'll close it for discussion.
Well, I think all the examples were older stations throughout the county. I don't know that there was one of those stations on a corner like this one is. And I don't know that in the city you would see any of these setbacks cut back that close today anywhere.
Can you go back to the GIS mapping? And I would agree with you, Rick, on a lot of it. I think, you know, when I first looked at this, I was a little worried about that corner. But I also know that when you're talking about 16 feet, I don't see that it would cause a problem with...
It's not going to be a problem with the canopy. It's going to be a problem with the cars parked out there next to that street on the outside of the pumps.
Okay. Help me understand. Cars parked out the street?
If they're going to park, you know, they're not going to pull up and get gas. They're going to park on the side, you know, wherever they can park. It's like they said, there's going to be a lot of traffic there, we hope.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid there's going to be cars parked out there between that pump and the sides, kind of like they do at Getting Go.
So I've got a trailer I can't fit in a stall. I'm going to park there along the curb. And
you know, I'm going to go back to what he was saying before. What I was thinking, if you wind up with four pumps instead of six, and you're not able to process people through there.
That's a very good question,
actually. You're going to have more people actually just waiting. Waiting in line rather than alleviating that amount of business that's going to be backed up there waiting.
That's exactly where my mind went when you asked that question, because again, you look at the demand that's in that area. That's going to be a busy gas station. I think that you would need to be able to spread that out to keep the traffic out.
As I understood him, the pump structure, the island for the pump is where the support's going to be. And those supports are going to be 15 foot the property line.
Right.
So you're going to need to park a car by the pump.
And it's going to be sticking forward.
And it's going to be sticking toward the property line. Whichever way they direct the traffic into it. So you're looking at a 15-foot setback from the property line is where your supports and your pumps are going to be, as I understand it. If I'm mistaken, we'll ask someone to correct me. But you're going to have to park a car next to that pump, and it's going to stick out much closer to the road than we're talking about the canopy or the support.
Yeah, but that happens all the time in residential driveways, and we don't do our setback based on where cars may park.
I agree with that,
too. Well, we might as well not even have setbacks. We're going to cut this one down to a foot and a half.
Yeah, but it's a foot and a half from the overhang.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Not from
the
vertical structure.
Yeah. But
I'm like the overhang is also
60. But the vertical structure is where the pump's going to be. That's going to be the pump island. That's the support for the canopy.
Which would be within the setbacks. So just like Corey said, if you built a house, you can't tell somebody they can't park inside of that setback to block traffic.
I mean, so if we eliminated those pumps, he could put parking spaces there and people could park. That Casey's is across the street from Carson's Court, where I park, and people are always parked there permanently right against the property line. Yeah, so, I mean, you could have parked cars. We want to not regulate that part.
You can't regulate that. And so it's hard to use that factor for that simple fact that, let's say if we were against this, and they go back and Todd redraws this and finds a different spot. Well, guess what's going to go there? Parking. And then that's a guarantee hindrance, whereas this is temporary. So
we're only talking about one corner.
Yeah.
Not the other.
It's just the corner of it, yeah.
Or correct. Five pumps.
Yep.
And depending on what you look as the front of it versus the side of it, some of that's just a number. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't consider gutters as a part of that setback, right?
Right.
So, in essence, this is a giant gutter.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that, but yeah.
Well,
that's a good point.
But we do look at the gutter on the house. The farthest thing, the closest thing to the property line is what is measured from.
The fascia.
Yeah, the fascia, not the gutter.
Right.
Right.
So you figure the fascia of this thing, it's all the way to the edge.
Yeah.
It's not the gutter.
Well, I can appreciate and I can see your concern in that, Rick, with the traffic, but I also see that there's probably a determination that the gas station is going to go here regardless, and if we force them to move the canopy, then that's your forced parking. And that guarantees you the same effect as what, either way. So I think at this point it's safer to have a canopy 16 feet off the ground.
Oh, the canopy's not going to interfere with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.